With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump is safe this morning after another apparent assassination attempt in Florida. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The former president was uninjured after a man was found with a weapon near his golf course in West Palm Beach, Florida. The suspected gunman was later taken into custody. In a statement, the FBI said the incident appears to be an attempted assassination. The Palm Beach County Sheriff said U.S. Secret Service agents fired at a man pointing an AK-style rifle with a scope into the club as Trump was on the course. He said the gunman was about 400 to 500 yards away from Trump and hiding in shrubbery. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials say the man was apprehended after fleeing in an SUV. He was identified as Ryan Wesley Ruth. Martin County Sheriff William Snyder said on WPTV when the shooter's suspect vehicle was spotted on I-95 north of Palm Beach County, his deputies boxed it in, but that caused someone else to crash.
We had to stop all traffic. We had to clear that vehicle using our bomb detection dog. We actually asked St. Lucie County Sheriff's Office. They came down here. Florida Highway Patrol, under the direction of Governor DeSantis, moved in, took over traffic. But unfortunately, before we could get everything stabilized, there was a very serious accident.
Also at SRNnews.com, the strongest typhoon to hit Shanghai in 75 years made landfall with powerful winds and rains after 400,000 people were evacuated. Tito Jackson, one of the brothers who made up the beloved pop group The Jackson 5, has died. Tito was the third of nine Jackson children, which include global superstars Michael and sister Janet, part of a music-making family whose songs are still beloved today. TJ, Taj, and Terrell announced their father's death late Sunday on a post on Instagram. Tito Jackson was 70 years old. This is SRN News. In our final part of the profile on Tim Gegline's new book, Stumbling Toward Utopia, the Focus on the Family vice president says the 1960s are still negatively impacting American society today. He decries the destruction of the standards in education, assaults on the nuclear family, and even twisting the meaning of our very first freedom.
The First Amendment was designed to protect people of faith, religion, and conscience, now being used as a weapon against us. This all comes about as a direct result of the radicalism of the 60s and 70s. Stumbling Toward Utopia says, no, there is a better way to confront what happened in the 60s and 70s and then apply it to the time in which we're living. That's what I demonstrate.
Tim Gegline goes on to say he wrote Stumbling Toward Utopia in hopes of offering all Americans, but especially Christians, a roadmap out of the social and political strife that seems to have engulfed our nation in recent years. This is SRN News. Correspondent Karen Tomas reports on flooding that has swept over most of Central Europe.
Several Central European nations are struggling from severe flooding, including Austria, the Czech Republic, Poland, and Romania. Torrential rain in Austria has caused the Vine River to flood basements and entire houses on the outskirts of Vienna. Authorities evacuated several houses as the river, which is usually little more than a small creek, burst its banks in western Vienna. Local resident Isabella Schifter was lucky not to be evacuated, but she said the water in her basement reached to the hips. So far, the floods have claimed five lives in Romania, one each in Austria and Poland. In the Czech Republic, four people who were swept away by waters were missing, according to the police. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find more details, more stories, and headlines at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.